Yeah, well, look, I've done some foolish things throughout my life. You too, right? We wish we could undo them, but we can't. And quite possibly, you're still living out the consequences of those actions. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Look, we all hate fessing up to our own mistakes, admitting that we were wrong, recognizing that our outlook and our actions caused us and others great pain. I was wrong is one of the most difficult and painful things to admit to ourselves, let alone to others. Much easier to blame someone else, and because God's in control of everything, who better to blame than Him? Lord, why did you let that happen? Why didn't you warn me? How could you allow me to make such a mess of things? It makes perfect sense. That's why people blame Him for their woes, even just a little bit, even just by asking questions like that. So let's throw a bit of godly wisdom at this whole blame game thing for just a moment. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 3. People ruin their lives with the foolish things they do, and then they blame the Lord for it. Or if you'd like to go with a more literal translation of the original Hebrew text, when a man's folly brings his ways to ruin, his heart rages against the Lord. Look, God's a pretty secure kind of God, and He's not going to fall off His twig when we vent. And when we finally do come to our senses, He is faithful. He will forgive us. But let's get a revelation here. Let's come to our senses before we even go there. The consequences of the stupid things we do aren't His fault. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Friend, God has so much more of His wisdom that He'd love to impart to make our lives much better. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.